a huge night of high school hoops, plus some surprises on football signing day. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
In the water park capital of the world, we'll keep you playing long after the final score. From basketball to volleyball, hockey, baseball, and more, Wisconsin Dells is the premier destination for sports tournaments and events. And with the largest concentration of water parks in the world, our reputation for fun is second to none. Take your sports tournament to a new level and take advantage of the incredible facilities, attractions, and accommodations Wisconsin Dells has to offer. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
Tuesday was one of the busiest high school basketball nights of the year, with nearly 200 boys' games and almost 150 girls' contests. In a thrilling boys' hoops battle in the FVA, Oshkosh North handed Neenah its first loss of the year, 52-51. Germantown, who set a record with 69 straight wins earlier this year, suffered its second loss of the season, going down at Wisconsin Lutheran 62-52. Edgerton suffered its first loss of the year, dropping a non-conference contest against Kettle Moraine. In girls' action from Tuesday, Division II's third-ranked team Pius hosted Woodland West rival Pewaukee, their number one team in D2. Four Lady Pope's players scored in double figures as Pius opened up an early lead and cruised home for a 70-53 victory. It was a battle of defending state champs in the Fox Valley, but it didn't turn out to be much of a game. Last year's Division II champion Notre Dame dominated defending D3 titleist Kewaunee 61-26 in a non-conference contest. Wednesday was National Signing Day for a number of sports, including football. In a surprise earlier in the week, Sun Prairie defensive lineman Craig Evans parted ways with Wisconsin and instead signed with Michigan State. Evans had given the Badgers a verbal commitment several different times in the last 18 months. One of the top uncommitted players on signing day was Madison Memorial All-State receiver Darius Fountain. In a ceremony at his school, he announced he would be signing with Northern Iowa. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.